other things right now.
Okay, so as I mentioned yesterday, we'll begin the new sugya on Sunday next week. And I wanted to spend at least some time. Normally we discuss the parasha. I'd like to discuss the union of Slichas that we begin this Motzai Shabbos. It's a very interesting halacha, and it's important to understand exactly what we're doing and expressing the Tfilas of Slichas. But before I begin that discussion, and in a way that is not detached from that discussion, I feel it's important to take note of the fact that unfortunately this has been a very, very sad time for us here in this Medrash Talmud because of the tragic tira of Rabbi Barry Nathan, who was, you know, anyone who even engaged in conversation with him, his personality, the kedusha of his personality and his character would shine through every conversation. I think it's important to consider, especially in Elul, the important lessons we can learn from such a person. So I'm not offering Divrei Hesped, I'm just speaking to myself in terms of the lessons one can learn. Now, Rabbi Nathan was a person that he accomplished tremendous things. Some people know, some people don't know, because he wasn't the kind of a person that advertised what he accomplished. So, you know, years ago he worked for NCSY, and he was a very prominent person in the NCSY organization. And what he accomplished in terms of Kirov and Avatzas HaTorah was just amazing. He also was involved, from what I understand, involved in building up the Yarchi Chala programs to teach young people about leadership, about giving time and effort for Klal Yisrael. These are such important things. You know, there are so many young people whose lives have been changed because of him, and who their hachayim is different because of him. And of course, they feel so indebted to him. And that was just one aspect of his activities. There was also a Chassan Rebbe. He taught Chassanim. Many of the Talmidim here went to him to be their Chassan Rebbe. And the way he did it, well, I've heard about this from many of my Talmidim, that it was with the utmost care, not only in terms of halacha, but in terms of hadracha, to understand the significance of Shalom Bayis. And not only in terms of understanding significant Shalom Bayis, and this is something that very often is missed, that people have to be careful what they say to others about themselves and about their own family life, because you don't know how you can be hurting someone else by saying the wrong thing. One has to be very sensitive to other people's feelings. And this was all part of the hadracha. Then, of course, he was the director of admissions. He was so involved in recruiting. And to him, this was part of Avodas Hashem. It was part of building up a Makom Torah. It was another aspect. It was another aspect of Avodas Hashem, of being marbe kvod shemayim. But I think that one thing that we really have to focus on as we approach the Yemei Adin is his midos tovos, his fine character, his personality. He never set up, if you spoke to him, there was a certain warmth, a certain kindness that you felt. He was b'seva panim yafos to everybody. He had all the time in the world, apparently, for everybody, despite the fact that he was so busy with so many different people. And it's important to realize that with everything that he accomplished, he never took any credit for himself. He was not the kind of a person that would speak about what he accomplished. If you happen to know, you knew what he did. But if you didn't know, he wouldn't tell you. He wasn't the kind of a person that would speak of his own milus and all the many things, the amazing accomplishments that he had through the many years of that he worked in various aspects of Abbas and Torah. Never took credit himself. I think probably every year I would bump into him at the beginning of this month, like right around now. And he would say to me, you know, he always spoke with such tremendous respect to everyone and say, Rabbi, how's the share? And I would say, I owe you such a debt of HaKaras HaTov. You do all the work, and I have wonderful Talmidim. You get all the credit. And he would never take any credit from him. He would never say, I worked very hard. I'm happy to see that it worked out. He would just say, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. That's all. That was always his response. He never took credit himself. Everything was about Kvod Shemayim. Everything was about Kvod Shemayim. And his midos were midos of V'alachta B'drachav. And this is a very important part of Yemei HaDin, and is actually what I want to address. I want to speak about Slichas. Slichas is essentially the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tefillah of Slichas. It's the recitation of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it has such significance and meaning and value if it goes hand in hand with a commitment. If it goes hand in hand with a commitment to refine our midos and to emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just being zoic, Hashem Hashem Acham V'Chanun, without that commitment, doesn't have value. What has value is if it goes hand in hand, we appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a certain commitment. And Rabbi Nathan was a role model for us in this, in terms of Halachta V'Drachav, in terms of being interested in being Marva Kvod Shemayim, not in our own covenant, our own glory. And that's ultimately what the Yemei HaDin is about. It's trying to achieve that level. And it could be, I think, well described with the Pasuk in Micha. Gid lecha adam atov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect of us? And the Pasuk says, Kiyam asos mishpat, va'avas chesed, va'atznei alecha simlokecha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect from us? He expects from us to act justly and to perform chesed, avas chesed, and that's Ne'a Lechas Emolokecha. Lechas Emolokecha, to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hatzne'a Lechas Emolokecha, to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the midah of tznias, with the midah of humility. And the truth is, I think that the Pasuk is not telling us two things. Hatzne'a Lechas Emolokecha should walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also it should be b'tzina, with the midah of tznias. No, it's actually defining what Lecha Semel Lechecha requires. One cannot be a Holech im Elokim unless he's motivated by Kvod Shemayim. If one, to the extent that one is motivated by his own covet, it diminishes the Lecha Semel Lechecha. Because Lecha Semel Lechecha means to be motivated by Kvod Shemayim, by our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's me, Lechas Emolokecha, is just defining what it means, Lechas Emolokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, it's Aleich Lofanai Ve'yeis Amim. Avraham Avinu was a Mesahalech, Hasnei Hashem. He was only interested in Kvod Shemayim. And there too, the Pasuk, Ve'yeis Amim, one has to be whole, one has to be complete. To the extent that one is not Tamim, then the process of it being a Mesahalech is diminished. And to me, when I think of our Nathan, this is what I see in a person that achieved such great levels of midos tovos and being mishaleich lefnei Hashem, one who's motivated by Kvod Shemayim, one who's motivated that only by Kvod Shemayim. That the whatever he did was Kvod Shemayim, and his Lechas Emolokim was expressed with the midah of tznias, hatznei alechas, emolokecha, and Micha Vespasi. And this is, I think, what we have to focus on. It's a tragedy, but at the same time, we have to be able to elevate ourselves by looking at this example. I think it's very important in the Chodesh Elul to focus on that. In a related way, I'd like to discuss the Indian of Slichus. Sorry, Mayor, you had a question?
I think Rebbe Buchdorf said...
I'm sorry?
Rebbe Buchdorf said, two words acronym.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, now, so in terms of slichus, of course, the basic part of slichus is the Yud Gimel Midas. Everything else is just to introduce the Yud Gimel Midas, to imbue ourselves with the values that we derive from reciting Yud Gimel Midas. But the basic Seder Tefillah of Slichus is the Yud Gimel Midas. This is what the Gemara says. In Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, on the base. Vayavor Hashem al pano vayikra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan il molei mikra kosuv I efshel omro. The way the Pasuk is describing it is not something that a person could actually say if not for the fact the Pasuk says it. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted like a Shliach Tzibur, like a Baal Tefillah, to demonstrate to Moshe Rabbeinu how Klal Yisrael should be mispalel, b'shas tzara. Amar lo kol zman sheYisrael chotin, when Klal Yisrael sins, Yasu lefonai kaseder hazeh vani mochalehem. They should follow this procedure. Vayavar Hashem lefonav vayikra. They recite the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll be mochalehem. So the Levush already points out, and I've seen a lot of elaboration, the Drashas of the Rav on this, that the slichos is a form of tefillah. It has a din tefillah. The Gemara's lashon is, "Haralo l'moshe seder tefillah." So it has a din tefillah, and that's why the way we recite slichus, we follow the seder tefillah of our normal regular tefillah. Our normal regular tefillah is what we call Shmona Esrei. Okay, originally, had Shmona Esrei brachas. That was the takana of Danches and Gol, and then later a 19th bracha was added. And the Shmona Esrei is a kiyum of Avadatam as Hashem Lekecha, Ezor Vodush Pilei, Ezor Tefillah. So we have a normal, regular tefillah that will spell Erev Boker Vetzorayim, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Erev Boker Vetzorayim Sichel Elah. And that's a kiyum of Avadatam as Hashem Lekecha. And then we have the tefillah of Slichas of Yud Gimel Midas. And what's the Seder of Slichas? How do we introduce the Slichas? Well, first we start with Ashrei. Okay? Then we have Chatzi Kaddish. Then we have Slichas. Then we have Tachanun. And then we have Kaddish Tiskava. Okay? It's the same Seder as in Tefillah. Okay? If you look at Tefillah of Mincha, which is an abbreviated Tefillah. Okay? So you have Ashrei, you have Chatzi Kaddish, you have the Shmona Esrei, you have Tachanun, and you have Kaddish Tiskava. Well, we follow the same Seder. And that's because Tefillah is only B'fnei Shechina, and it has in it Hashras Hashechina, and Slichas also is only B'fnei Shechina, and has in it Hashras Hashechina. So that's why we follow the same Seder. But they're different. They're distinct dinam of tefillah. And the Rav points them out. And he says if you look at the certain aspects of tefillah Shmona Esrei and certain aspects of tefillah Slichas, we can see what the character of each tefillah is. So let's say we consider the tefillah of Avodah Shebaleiv. So in the Shmona Esrei itself, there's a very specific format. There are three parts. As the Rambam says, and it's based on the Gemara, you have Shvach, you have to begin with Shvach, then there's Bakasha Sarachav, and then there's Hodah. And this is true in every Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, the Tzlu Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos is the same thing. It's just that the Bakasha Sarachav are a little different. The Bakasha Sarachav are expressed in the form of the Kedushas Hayom. As in expressing the Kedushas Hayom, there's Bakasha Sarachav. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we need, but it's a need that relates to Shabbos. So Tzvila has this specific format of Shvach Bakasha Sarachav and Hodah. And from the Lashon HaRambam and Hilchos Tzvila, it seems, as the Rav points out, that this is a Din D'oraisa. That if you're lacking Shvach Bakasha Sarachav and Hodah, the D'oraisa is not a Tzvila. The Rambam holds Tzvila is a Mitzvah D'oraisa. The Minyan Tzvila is not a D'oraisa. But if you look at Slichas, the Tzvila is just the Yud Gimel Midas, that's it. The Yud Gimel Midas is the Slichas. And that's the Tzvila. Everything else we say is to help us in the recitation of the Slichas. But the Tzvila of Slichas is just the Yud Gimel Midas. So we already see that there's a certain difference. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, when he describes the mitzvah of Tefila, so he describes it as a mitzvah d'oraisa of a chol yom. But if you want to see what the nature of slichas is, so then you have to look at the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos. The Rambam Hilchos Taniyos says, mitzvah semen ha-torah lizok l'oriyah b'chatzotros al kol tzara shetavo al atzivot. So there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah saseh to sound the chatzotzros. But the Rambam defines it not just as a mitzvah of being l'riyah and the chatzotzros, but it is a mitzvah of za'aka, lizok l'riyah v'chatzotzros. So that means that there is a special mitzvah of tefillah v'shasar. So you have a mitzvah of tefillah, you have a mitzvah of tefillah of avodish rolei, ravadatim v'shalachaychan. That's every day according to the Rambam. And the Ramban says that's not a mitzvah d'orais, that's a mitzvah d'rabanan. But then you have a mitzvah of tzvi v'shatsara. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs agrees, that's a mitzvah d'orais, of ayurosim v'chatzotros. So the atzara tzora eschem. So there's a mitzvah v'shatsara to be mispal. So that's When do we recite slichas? We recite slichas and taniyos when there's a shasara. But we also recite it in Aseres HaMitshuva. And then the Rambam only mentions slichas Aseres HaMitshuva. The minhag of Klal Yisrael now is to recite slichas even before Rosh Hashanah. Now why? And the answer is because it's clear in the Rishonim that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the Yemei Adin, are considered to be Shasara. The fact that it's the Yemei Adin is considered to be a Shasara. And therefore, there's a mitzvah of Tzvila of Shasara. The Rav is medayik this for Ramban and Mochamos, that the Yemei Adin, Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, have a din of a Shasara. But it's also explicit in the Ritva Nedarim, because the Ritva Nedarim is commenting on the fact that under normal circumstances, it's also to take a neder. One's not allowed to take a neder. Even if one wants to be mekayem a mitzvah, you should do it without taking a neder. There are some special circumstances where one is allowed to, but generally speaking, there's an issur to take a neder. So the Ritva Nedarim raises the question, the kashulam, heche aminan the neder osur. How is that possible? That is awesome. Halo mikra mole divarak osu. The Ferish of Pasuk. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor. Kol ashar titen li. That was part of the neder. Aser asrenoloch. So Yaakov took a neder. He didn't say v'li neder. He didn't say v'li neder. Kol ashar titen leimor. No, it's vayidar Yaakov neder leimor. He took a neder. How can he do it? But the Gemara is telling us taking the neder is awesome. So what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, Tirtzu v'tosus, the Shasara Shani. Because the Shasara is different. Ramin Bagavi mentions a medrash where Yidar Yaakov Neda Lamar Lomar Ludoro Shu Nodrim Vaisar. The Esara one's allowed to take an edit. And then he says, Zen Nogu Bemixas Makomos, Litin Stakos Vishemin Lamar Barash Shana Vyamakivurum Bovad, the Vishu Yomadin, Shasefer Chayam Suchem Lofanav Yisbarach, Vavi Esara. So therefore, in certain places, the practice that people are no doubt stuck on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Why? Because it's a Yom Adin, and Sifrei Chayim Psuchim Afanav Yisbar. V'havei Eisara L'fikach Nodrin L'inatzal Min Adin. So, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, the Yom Adin, have a din of a Shasar. And therefore, the Ritva says in the Eretosis, one is allowed to make a nether if he feels it will help him. He feels it'll help him, so he's allowed to. And there's a mitzvah of Zo'aka, and that's why we recite Slichas at this time. So essentially, what the Rav is saying is there is a din of Tefillah of Avadatam Hashem Elokeichem. That's not a mitzvah of Zo'aka. That's not a mitzvah of Zo'aka. It's a mitzvah of Tefillah. But Slichas, the Shasara, that's a mitzvah of Zo'aka. That's a mitzvah to carry, to cry out. And the Rav points out that if you look at the different halachas that distinguish between the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei and the Tefillah of Slichas, we can see how the nature of the Tefillahs are different. First of all, in Tefillah, there's a Seder, Shrach, Bakashas, Sarchov, and Hodah. There's a certain Seder, there's a required Seder. So this is just no required Seder. You just cry out, the midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Right? And then also, Tefillah, there's a halacha that has to be belachash. The Gemara deduced this from Tefillah's Chana, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav Nuna, Kama Hilchasa Gavrivasa. Ikol HaMishma, Mahani Kroi Dechana. Dechana hi midabaras aliba. One has to misbalav lahash. And the Gemara mentions this in other places as well, in Yom Adafi Testament Beis. That's the way some Rishonim understand that Gemara. So that's one distinction between Avodesh Balev and Zo'aka. Avodesh Balev is Balachash. You're going to mean this. It's not Balachash. It's Zo'aka. You scream it out. Then Tefillah, there's halacha of Amida k'malachem. You have to stand like the malachem. You have to stand the regular yishara, the kibun raglayim. One has to keep his feet together and stand straight. Yishas Tefillah. Hamispalel, the Gemara says in Brachas Tavim Beis, or Chiyachavin Isragel, Shenem of raglayim regal yishara. We follow the example of the malachem. As the malachim stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we stand in Tefillah. In Slichas, there's no such halacha. You don't stand b'kivan raglayim. You don't have to stand b'kivan raglayim. There's no such halacha. So there's, we see so many differences. There's a very specific format in Shemoneh Esrei, not in Slichas. Shemoneh Esrei is b'lachash, not in Slichas. Shemoneh Esrei is Amida k'malachim, not in Slichas. And then, but there's a unique din in Slichas that most appropriately it's Bashmoras HaBokeh. Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that that's an Eis Ratzon. And the Makra that is mentioned to this is Kumi Roni Balayla Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Nochach Me Hashem. And that's what this pasuk implies, that there are certain types of tefillah that have to be expressed in this way, and it should be done, Shivchei Kamayim Libech has to be done by Shmoras HaBokeh. Kumi Roni Balayla, Shivchei Kamayim Libech Nochach Me Hashem. So that's, we do it by Shmoras HaBokeh, ideally. So, but by Shmoneh Esrei, there's no such halacha. What's the difference? So the way the Rav explains it is that Tefillah is mishpat. It's from Washington Polo. I heard from my father's that's how. That his palel is binyan hispael, which is reflexive. So that adds the point that it's not just mishpat, one has to judge himself. So when it comes to tefillah, one has to present a logical, dignified presentation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is. It's a dignified presentation. It's an expression, to use what the words in the row, it's an expression of the dignity of man. That's what tefillah is. It's expression of the dignity of man. Or if you look at the way the Rambam describes tefillah, the Rambam says that one has to imagine as if he stands before the Kisei HaKavod. So we imagine, and tefillah is a wonderful opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the right and the opportunity to stand before the tefillah and imagine as if we're ascending before the Kisei HaKavod, and as if we stand among the malachim. If we want to stand among the malachim, we have to approach it like the malachim do. Ragleim regal yishara. We have to present it in a dignified manner. We start with shvach, bakashas sarchav, and then we conclude with hodah. These are all important elements of a dignified presentation of mishpat. We're presenting, so to speak, a basis for our requests. And that's why, to use the logic that my father adds to this, is that it's this parallel. One has to judge himself at the same time. If one wants to put in requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to determine how he can improve himself. So tefillah is mishpat. It's an expression of the dignity of man. It's self-judgment. It's reflexive. It's a reflexive mishpat. That's insofar as tefillah of Avodah Tzelem is concerned. But za'aka is a cry. It's a screech. It's a scream. Rav says it's an animalistic cry. It's not a logical presentation of ideas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that right. What right do we have to screech and cry out in pain before HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're suffering? What right do we have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that right. That's what the Gemara is saying in Rosh Hashanah. Kaseder hazeh yasu. V'shasara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way to mispal. So we'll mispal in both ways. But this is a tefillah that's unique to shasara. And you may add in our shasara. And that's why we have these distinctions. But I would add to this, and I deduce it from the Rav, although I don't think he says it so explicitly. Perhaps he hints at it, I don't know, but this is the conclusion I come to, is that the two different types of tefillah actually reflect different relationships that we have with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see, how do we show and describe tefillah? So the Rambam says, you stand like an Eved Lefnei Rabo. Comes basically from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud, Avda Kamen Mari. That's how you have to stand. To stand like an Eved stands before his master. Okay? And this is how, when you finish the tefillah, it's the same thing. That's based upon the Gemara. In Yuma, Dafkam Gilmud Beis, you step back, marshal the Talmud Hanifta Meirabo. And this marshal is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, with stepping back. Stepping back is supposed to bring about a certain sense of what we're doing b'shas tefillah. Koreo posea gilopsias la'achorov. Hofeth panach l'tzad smol, hofeth panach l'tzad yimin. I'm skipping certain words. It's not a direct quotation. But achachach ishtachabel lefonov ke'eben hanifta meravol. This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So tefillah is like an eved before his adam. Before Abed Kulei Rava, the Rambam says, also as well, in other words, you, it's as if you ascend before the Kisei HaKavod. The Yelibo Pani Lamala Kilo Omed Bashamayim. It's as if we're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what tefillah implies. On the other hand, when it comes to slichas, we're not, so to speak, ascending before the Kisei Kavod. This is something the Rav points out. There it's Vayered Hashem Vanan Vayasetzevi Moshon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends, the Rav says, and allows us to cry out to him. So essentially, I think what we see here is that tefillah is an expression of our relationship as our Eved Adon relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas slichos is primarily an expression of our Ben Av relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, Parachim of Albanim. He's our master. He's our father. Im kebonim im kavadim. We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both ways. Now, of course, the Shmoneh Esrei also includes in it our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as bonim to an av. Because there are certain aspects of our bakashas that have to be expressed in that way. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorosa. Karveinu malkeinu. So it's the relationship of av and melech. But tshuva, of course, begins with the relationship of Ben Av. That allows us to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to do tshuva. Slach lano avinu, yichatanu mechal lano malkeinu. There are certain elements of tefillah that reflect the Ben Av relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Baruchenu avinu kolanu ke'echad v'or panecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. Speaks of the bonim to an av. We're all united. We all should feel that kinship, that common kinship of being av bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. That is what unifies us together. Baruchenu avinu kolanu ke'echad. And of course, even when we recite slichas, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. But the emphasis in Shas Slichas is on the Av-Ben relationship. The emphasis in Shas Tefillah is on the Adon-Eved relationship. And because slichas is Zo'aka, we cry out. It gives us the right to cry out. You cry out to a parent when you feel troubled. You cry out to a parent. You don't necessarily have to approach with introductions, shvach, bakasha sarachav, and then hodah. You just cry out. It's a different relationship, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us, b'shas sarah, to cry out to him, like a child cries out to a parent. Using the Rav makes this point, that tefillah. So we begin, we say, HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, Kel Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unapproachable, but he gives us the right to approach him. But we express the idea that before we can approach him, as we're approaching, we say, we know we have no right to approach you. HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, Kel Elyon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the right, but the attitude is, we're approaching the Melech Malchei Amlochim. We want to stand before the Kisei HaKavod. We want to imagine as if we stand before the Kisei HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to feel that way. But we understand what that means. HaKel HaGadol, HaGibor VaNaro, HaKel Elyon. But Slichas, Hashem Hashem, Karachum V'Chanun. He's very approachable. Because it's an expression and a reflection of a different relationship. A relationship of Ben Bifnei Aviv, not Eved Bifnei Rabo. Eved Bifnei Rabo approaches with Mishpat. Ben Bifnei Aviv approaches with Za'aka. He has the right to cry out, to screech, without formatting it in a dignified pattern of speech, without a having the shvach bakasha sarachav and hodah, just cries out. Someone who's in troubles, a Ben screeches, he cries out. It can be like an animalistic cry. It's not based upon logic. It's just an expression of one's sorrow, of one's sorrow, of one's pain. But at the same time, we have to understand that when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved B'fnei Rabbo, we have to seek to be proper avodim. And that's why tefillah is self-judgment. It's the spalel. We have to strengthen that relationship. If we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Adon, he should provide for us as our Adon, then we have to be proper avodim. That's tefillah. And when it comes to slichas, if it reflects the relationship of ben to an av, then we have to be proper banim. We have to be proper banim. And I believe this is what the Pasuk in Malachi Aleph is saying. And he's criticizing the Kohanim who did not treat the Avodah with the proper respect. And the Navi says, this is Dvar Hashem. Ahavti eschem omar Hashem. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I love you. V'amartem b'me'a avtanu. In what way do we see this love? Halo ache Yisav le'Yakov num Hashem, v'olav is Yaakov, es Esav san Esi. Yaakov and Esav were brothers, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yaakov. There's a bechira of Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a spiritual connection with Yaakov and Yaakov's descendants that can never be severed. That's the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael. The Olav is Yaakov. It's a spiritual connection that can never be severed. This is the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Navi says, Bein Yechabed Av, the Eved Adonav. So a son honors his father, should honor his father. An Eved should show the proper respect for his master. Vim of ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I am a father, ayei kvodi, where is my honor? Vim adonim ani, ayei morei. If I'm a master, where is my fear? Where is the fear that is due to me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such wonderful opportunities. He gives us opportunity to stand before him in tefillah, in the tefillah Shmona Esrei, and to imagine as if we're going before the Kisei HaKavod. That's how the Rambam describes that one should think b'shas tefillah and stand among the malachim. So that's, we have to strengthen ourselves to aspire to be loyal of Adam. And at the same time, when you approach HaKadosh Baruch and Slichas, we have to strengthen our relationship to be loyal children, to be interested about Kvod Shamayim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of ani ayei kvodi. Where is the covet that is due to a father to be motivated by Kvod Shamayim? And that's why the mitzvah Alachta B'drachav is so important. Because when we speak of Alachta B'drachav, it means emulating the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all part of the Av-Ben relationship. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father and we honor him, then we emulate the midos that the Nevi'im, through the Dvar Hashem, described to us. This is all part of maintaining a proper relationship. To be interested in being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, but not only Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, that's one aspect of Kvod Shemayim. Another aspect of Shemayim is emulating the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To emulate in every way possible. You know, it's interesting that we speak about emulating the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we think about, and just be a kind person. Of course, that's an important part of it. Mahu rachom, afatar rachom. Mahu chanon should also be afatar yechanon. So that's an important part of it. But it goes way beyond that. And it's interesting, I once read this story. I don't know. It's hard to know whether stories are accurate or not accurate. But it's a nice story in any event. I think it brings out a beautiful idea. So I read this story once that was someone in Yerushalayim that was very close to the Brisker Rav, very close to him. Anyway, one time he had a visitor, his uncle came to visit him, and he saw how much time and effort this person is putting into his children. how much time, he would spend so much time with his children. So his uncle says to this person, this individual, you spend so much time, you put in so much effort in your children, how will they ever repay you for what you're doing? And he said to his uncle, they'll repay me with everlasting nachas. So then this person who was close to the Viskarov repeated the story to Viskarov. So Viskarov said to him, what you said bordered on kfira.
Now,
on the surface, you think, why did that border on kfira? So Viskarov said, because what you're implying is that one should be kind and good to people because you'll get something in return. One should be kind and good to people because you have to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alach t'vidrachav. What do we say in the tefillahs of Yom Ha'Narayim? On Rosh Hashanah itself, we say this in Musaf. And one of the Piyutim. Hatov u'meitiv l'arayim v'latovim. This is what the Viskarov quoted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and he brings benefit to wicked people and to good people. So if we want to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it means we have to want to be mative to everybody. As long as it's the Ritzon Hashem, we should be mative. We should want to be mative. You know, there are certain circumstances when perhaps one shouldn't do certain things, but that's because the Halacha tells us it's not the Ritzon Hashem. But under other circumstances, Hatov u'meitiv l'orayim v'atovim. So what he said to him was, of course you should be mispallel for everlasting nachas. It's very important. You have a right to mispallel and you should be mispallel. But to say that you're doing it because you'll get everlasting nachas, that's not why you have children. You have children to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a mative to others. So if we begin with the assumption that we're guided by the halachta v'drachav, and then you say, I'm doing it because I'll get everlasting nachas, that's how I understand it, then it borders on kfirah. Because you're implying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness is limited. It's not limited, it's infinite. He's meitiv l'arayim v'latovim, not because he gets something in return. But this, I think, illustrates what v'halachta v'drachav implies. Halacha v'drachav, of course, implies you should be kind and you should be nice. You should aspire for kedusha. It implies that we have to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be motivated by kvod shemayim. That's the essence of halachta v'drachav. The essence of halachta v'drachav is bein yichaved av. Ayei kvodi. We honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu by emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos in all our actions. And I think that's why slichos really is the tefillah that is expressive of our ben of relationship. The slichos is the recitation of the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by reciting the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes hand in hand with a commitment for Kvod Shemayim to emulate the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what strengthens this relationship. So we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a certain relationship, and that approach has to be an approach that seeks to strengthen that relationship by steps that we take in our part. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaseder Hazeh Yasu. We should follow this Seder. Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chotim Yasu Lofanai Kaseder Hazeh Vani Mochalai. Okay. I mean, either on Sunday, we'll continue with the Sugya and Baruch Hu.